This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now on to episode 223.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Well, this episode is brought to you by ShopPad, one of the most respected Shopify partners building apps and solutions for over 400,000 merchants around the world. And their flagship product is called Mesa. Now, Mesa is an automation platform and the easiest way to integrate any e-commerce app with your online store. And it's the only automation platform designed exclusively for Shopify and Shopify Plus powered brands. Now, Mesa allows you to create workflows that automatically carry out repetitive tasks, freeing up valuable time to focus on scaling your business operations. Now, they have a no-code workflow builder that allows anyone to create automation through a simple point-and-click interface. You can set up email notifications, schedule tasks, delay workflows, all with the simplicity of Mesa's built-in features. Now, if workflow automation is new to you, don't worry. Mesa also has a free and growing library of templates that will get you set up quickly with the most popular tasks for any business on Shopify. Now, you can try Mesa for free at absolutely no cost. They have a 14-day free trial, so go check them out at getmesa.com. That's GETMESA.com. And their team of experts will support you on your journey of Shopify automation and improving efficiencies. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you likely are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog. I think we're up to 230-some episodes now. There's a lot of incredible partners like the one that's on today. And you can go to ecommercefastlane.com. You can see all the problems they're solving for Shopify brands and some great case studies. So go check that out, ecommercefastlane.com. Now, today's episode, this is an encore recording, I might add. This is a really good friend I've met in person multiple times. His name is Ben Parr, and he's the president and co-founder of a company called Octane AI. That's at octaneai.com. And what they are is they're a zero-party data marketing platform that's helping thousands of Shopify and Shopify Plus brands. They're a Plus certified app partner, so they're part of the elite 80 brands, SaaS companies that are really helping the biggest, baddest kind of high growth brands to scale up on Shopify. It's a really, really exciting platform. If you've not heard about it, today is the day you're going to learn about why so many people are using Octane AI. So Ben, welcome to your encore recording.
Encore.
I need a clapping sound. There's got to be something on my deck here that I can put some clapping sounds.
You can do like those old radio shows.
Yeah.
You know, and they, you know, have all the sounds of wacky boo doo doo da. And then they're just like the toilet flush. And you know what I'm talking about, those morning talk shows.
I do. Yes, yes. Well, my deck, I have a Rodecaster, so there's got to be buttons on here. They're all lit up in different colors, but I don't know which one to press, so I'm not going to press it in case it's, you know, crazy music. But thank you for coming. I know it's been crazy times, as everybody knows, but you have an incredible platform. I have firsthand knowledge because I have multiple brands that I manage. You know, I'm part of the Shopify Merchant Success team. I have many brands that are using Octane. I highly recommend it. But there's going to be people listening today that have no clue what Octane AI is and the problems you're solving. So maybe you can kind of unpack that a bit just on a high level first.
Yeah, that sounds like a perfect way to begin. So for a lot of our customers, there's kind of like the really big problem is that they have all these customers that are coming to their store and they know very little about them. Maybe they know what they purchased, if they have actually purchased. Maybe they know an email address, but they don't really have much other information. And for the end customer, you know, they're not really getting much guidance in like what to buy. The vast majority of customers who come to your store don't actually know what they're looking for. They need some help. Like, you're trying to find a skincare routine. I don't know anything about my skin. I don't know which products to go buy. You need to tell me that. Same thing as if you had a person in the store. And so in the store, there's a person who's giving you guidance, giving you advice, giving you feedback, learning about you, and using that to like help every time you come back in. We're doing that. So what we're really solving for a lot of stores is helping them learn more about their customers using tools like our famed shop quiz, our star product, our conversational pop-ups product. They use this to guide their customers come to their site to the right products by asking them key questions. You know, what kind of skin do you have? What kind of colors are you looking for? Or like, do you have a cat? Do you have a dog? Do they eat wet or dry food? Do you have an allergy? Do you like alcohol or not alcohol? And using that to recommend products on the site, using a quiz, a survey, a guided shopping experience, whatever you want to call that. And then, you know, using the data that they've collected, this what we call zero-party data, and we can go through the definitions, using that data to personalize the rest of the shopping experience from the emails they send out to the text messages they send to what's on the website itself. And the result is huge for e-commerce brands. We have one, Hunter and Gather, that works with a Shopify Plus partner called Blend Commerce, an agency. And they did this system where they set up a quiz to ask about like what's the right recommendations for a keto paleo diet, because that's what the kind of food they sell. And then when they had that information, they would personalize the emails they send. They'd say like, here's your recommended like, you know, product bundle, or here's your recommended like diet, which is really great for consumers who are trying to get some guidance on what they should be eating if they want to pursue a paleo keto diet. The result for them was like with their shop quiz, instead of like the average conversion rate of 2% for an e-commerce website, they had 22% of customers going through their shop quiz converts into a sale. And this is a crazier one. From their email flows, they use Klaviyo in particular, is up by 258%. And the revenue from their campaigns is up by 82% just by doing the zero-party data marketing strategy.
Right. And it's these are sort of things that happen in traditional retail. I mean, you mentioned it, but like literally if you walk into a store and you're looking around, you know, there's going to be a salesperson that's going to come and approach you and start asking the necessary questions to kind of move you along. You brought the skincare one, the fashion. I mean, Shopify is probably half fashion. So people are going to ask questions. Hey, welcome to our store today. So what brings you in today? Oh, you know, I'm looking for pants. Oh, great. Are you going to a certain event? Is it for casual? Like, so you can ask all these sort of questions and use the brand owner. That's one of the powers that I love about Octane, is that you as the brand owner know the sort of questions that need to be asked to guide the customer towards getting into the right flow and to finding the right product in the end. It's compelling that if this was happening in traditional retail, no wonder it needs to happen online and is working like incredibly well.
Yeah. The interesting thing part is like a lot of people where they get scared in the beginning is like, what question should I be asking? And the reality is you probably know those. Like, just imagine if you were in your store, or if you don't have a physical store, imagine you're in a physical store. What are the questions people are going to ask you? What are the questions you would ask to help them? Like, you know, if somebody sells shoes, you would be asking, what shoe size are you? What style? What color? You know, do you have feet issues? They're the same questions across most industries. Go take quizzes in other verticals. Actually, there was another interesting thing that I saw. Actually, you guys, Shopify, came out with your annual Future of Commerce report. And one of the big things in that like future of e-commerce report, like I think your number two trend, I'm going to read it. The death of third-party cookies forces brands to rethink personalization. And, you know, 42% of brands are thinking of offering product recommendations through tools like quizzes. It says it right there. And there's a reason for that. And like this will go the other reason why a lot of customers are using Octane AI. Well, because obviously it's driving a real revenue, real sales, but it's also future-proofing their businesses because third-party cookies are going away. It happened last year with iOS 14.5 and iOS 15 hurting a lot of consumer brands with their Facebook ads and their Facebook ad strategies going out the window and their conversion rates going way down. The lesson here from that, you can't rely on third-party data that can be taken away from you. You have to build your own data set, your own first party data, which is the data that you get from tracking customers and their purchase history and their analytics. And most importantly, zero party data, which is the data that is directly volunteered from your customers. That's the answers you get from asking them direct questions. And that's what our platform's built around. And in a year, you know, Google is going to be removing third party cookies entirely, which is going to be another major shift for the ecosystem. And so I really do believe that the brands that have collected their own data and built their own quizzes and have zero-party data are going to be leaps and bounds ahead of the brands that haven't set that up, haven't been collecting that data, and don't have their own data set from their own quizzes and conversational pop-ups. It's going to be a big divide when third-party cookies fully go away. And it's already starting to happen now.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is I'll give you a little quick story here, and I think this should resonate both with you and those listening today, but I go to an online pet store. I won't say which one it is. I go online there. It's so interesting. Have already made a purchase there in a certain for a dog, but why consistently do I get messaging by showing cats? It baffles my mind. Why is that happening? And then why would Octane, by asking the right questions, and as you're talking about this, they have the first party data because they have order history, but they don't have the zero party data to personalize their SMS and email campaign. So I would love to hear your feedback on that.
I mean, it seems so obvious when you say it like that, but there's a vast majority of stores. Like, if I'm going to a store and I tell you that I have a cat, not a dog, why are you showing me cat food on the website? Why are you sending me emails about the animals I don't have? If I have a cat, like, you shouldn't send me emails about dogs and dog food and things like that. The thing is, like, the technology, the capability to do that really didn't exist because it's not easy tech to go and build. Like, you can custom build, if you really want to, say, a quiz, but it won't be connected, like, in depth to your Klaviyo and pay engineers to update it every single time that, like, you know, the APIs update, and it won't be integrated with your, like, SMS platform. Or, you know, we integrate with Zapier, for example, so that you could send your data into like 3,000 different apps to go and use in your Google Sheets or in your Attentive or whatever other product that you might be using. It's really important to be collecting this data, but now the technology exists to leverage that data, and you should be. And it doesn't have to be super complex. It can just be the first email of your welcome series, like, hey, here's a personalized product recommendation bundle. But we have, like, detailed examples where, like, you know, Doe Lashes, which is, like, a huge brand in Shopify, and Jason Wong's amazing. You know, they personalize the emails they send out. They even ask a question about what's your favorite cartoon, and that helps them kind of understand your age. But they reference that in one of their emails, and people love that, and people engage with it, and people click it. You can just do some super simple things, and it will have dramatic results. But more importantly, your customers are going to be a lot happier and more likely to shop with you again.
One thing I'm going to tell everybody listening today is I'm going to say, hey, you know what? There is the original recording and has like your full backstory, like how Octane kind of got together. I always think it's kind of important. I don't want to kind of rehash what's already been kind of recorded, but maybe in a quick Cliff Notes TLDR, just I want to make sure that people understand why you're doubling down and kind of all in this, like why you and your co-founder. Love to quickly tell that story just to make sure that we're solidifying the fact that you're all in with Octane AI and everything that led up to your past experiences, why you're leveraging Shopify almost exclusively now, and why you've become a technology partner. There's some uniqueness between you and your co-founder that I want to make sure people understand.
Yeah, let me give you some quick backstory. My co-founder, CEO Matt, best friend of a decade, product genius, and I, you know, when we started the company, our mission, which is still the same, is like to make that conversation between consumer and brands an actual conversation instead of a one-way blast. And we started with Facebook Messenger as the original way to do it. We still have Facebook Messenger marketing in the platform. Lots of stores using it are still successful with that. But a lot of our customers who were using that, they really were Shopify brands, and they were being really successful with that. And so we made a big bet on Shopify. And that's probably one of the greatest decisions we've ever made as a company, as a team. And we also saw at the end of 2020 that a lot of our customers were using our Messenger product to basically build quizzes and surveys. And we're like, why are you doing that? Because like, we want to build on the website, but it's really difficult. We don't have a technology to do it. And we love that you're integrated with Klaviyo and all these other things. We're like, why don't we just build it? And we built it. It's almost like a chatbot on the website, we sometimes say, but it's really just like a true guided shopping experience. It's like the consultative person in the store built into the website. It looks and feels like the website. You can make it super beautiful. There's this one, Barabee, that just launched recently. They use our new custom CSS feature, and it just looks and feels so beautiful. Just gorgeous things that you can go and do. And it's super powerful on top of it, because now they can go and leverage that data in like all their email campaigns and everything. But we got to that by like listening to our customers every time and making sure to build the things that they really needed for their businesses. We last year saw a huge increase in part because all of these stores and all these brands realized they needed to collect zero party data and not be as dependent upon Facebook. And I think this is probably, honestly, the year where it goes even more. We're hearing the words and the terms more and more, and more and more people coming to us specifically because of the need for zero-party data.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is great. You're definitely preaching to the choir, and so glad that the platform has iterated from the Messenger product. And it's so funny because I have other brands that have actually used it to create quizzes from within SMS through Messenger. And then obviously it iterated into now the full focus now, definitely the shop quiz side of it. And I've actually gone to the Barrabee website. I'm going to go there and I'll share that in the show notes too. It's really neat how you have it. You know, let's get to know each other, and you pop in your name and you just kind of further along the journey. It's so interesting how it steps you through the whole process. Just trying to find out what's the right weighted blanket for me. Pretty neat kind of how that all works. And you say that's the more advanced kind of new CSS kind of connections you have now.
Yeah, we spent all of last year. It's interesting because like we spent all of last year of 2020. It's crazy all the years. 2021, really focusing in on making the best data collection product possible, the best consultative product possible, the shop quiz. You know, we're at the point now where I don't know if most of your listeners know this. Shopify itself is a customer. You can go to Shopify's hardware store, hardware.shopify.com, and there's an Octane AI shop quiz. If you like go into the help docs of Shopify, they like link out to it. They use it to recommend the right hardware products for stores that are getting to the point where they have to figure out like which hardware products they need to like launch their store. They have a second store or they're reordering. We're like seeing like, you know, more and more stores just sign up to get this started. Next year, I mean, I guess this year, I should say, 2022, we really focus on new ways to help our customers really leverage this data and really helping them gain new insights using like AI and things like that. We actually just announced that we got granted our second patent on some of our new and interesting technology to help our customers really leverage this data to like, you know, help them drive new sales, learn more about their customers, help it make it even easier to build these like quizzes and make sure that if there's a feature that you want that we don't have, we are making sure to go and like build those things. We even just launched a Discord for that. Like we have a community now that we're using to like have our customers talk back and forth about their zero-party data strategies, their quiz strategies, as well as like, you know, give us feedback on like what things they would want to see and like, you know, have conversations with some of the people who've been super successful with our platform and these like brands that have made millions of dollars off of it. It's octaneai.com/discord. And I don't know, I just love community. That's actually one of the trends that you at Shopify have been talking about, of the rise of community for e-commerce in 2022.
I love the fact that, you know, number one, you have that community, because that's definitely a key to quote unquote building community. But then the other side is triaging the stuff and having a public roadmap to really help your customers help dictate, like Shopify, where things are headed. You know, we have a frustrations tool even internally, and we're here to help and triage and understand what sort of difficulties people are having with the platform or third-party connections or APIs or whatever it is, or feature sets. Who knows? There's all different things. That's how you've decided to run your business also, that you just, you know, you kind of have your own roadmap, but you also, your customers are the one that's probably dictate kind of where things are headed. And it's great to have a community to do that and have an open forum. So
yeah, the Discord was Matt's idea in particular, and it's early days, but we're seeing some super interesting conversation among like, you know, a bunch of top Shopify stores and like what worked for them with their guided shopping experiences, and you know, some of the top partners and agencies in Shopify about like the strategies that they're implementing, and just also just there's topics that everyone in the ecosystem likes to talk about. They like to talk about, you know, their e-commerce strategies or even NFTs and what's the future of commerce. You know, Discord's also just like a fun community tool too, and you can have fun using it.
So Ben, I'm going to talk a little bit about other solutions that are available to Shopify merchants. I mean, obviously the app store is massive. There's lots of connections. I mean, there's 6,000-7,000 apps in there. You know, you can do a quick search there or go to Google. You can reveal some notable peers, especially if you're trying to find a quiz product or trying to find a messenger bot, or there's all different tools out there that are available. But I want to talk a little bit about how Octane AI has been intentional to differentiate from others in the Shopify ecosystem.
So I think one is, if you take anything away, what we are absolutely focused on and the best at is collecting and leveraging zero-party data. That is what we are best at. We've built the best platform for going and doing that. There are amazing products, and we integrate with a bunch of them, that do things like do different aspects. There's some that do quizzes. There's some that do pop-ups. There's some that do maybe Messenger. We are a streamlined platform for building these front-end conversational experiences, the shop quiz and conversational pop-up being the two best known of those products, and leveraging that data in like in email and an SMS primarily through the deep integrations that we have with things like Klaviyo and Recharge, with platforms that help you spread the data to other places like Alloy and Zapier. So we've really, really focused on just becoming the absolute best in terms of being the best quiz platform and the best zero-party data platform. That's like the major differentiator for us. And so we've been building these like features that especially like Shopify Plus brands look for, like customizable CSS, the capability to do some detailed targeting with rules. The roadmap kind of going forward really is about making that product even easier to use and using, you know, some of the new technology that we've been building, like artificial intelligence, to give our customers new insights. And I think part of our thing is like integrating with a lot of other like players and providers so that we can be a central like data shop. And I think that is different than what a lot of others are doing. And, you know, like if you're just trying to build a super lightweight quiz that doesn't do anything else but just ask questions, you know, you may not want to work with us. But if you want to leverage that data in Klaviyo or in email or in SMS, we have become, and I think we've built the best solution for that.
What's interesting is your connections to customer support type platforms. I'm thinking Gorgeous, for example. Can we chat a little bit about that, about the Octane AI and the Gorgeous connection and how people can leverage that? Because there's so many people using Gorgeous and they might, hey, I'm not using Octane right now. And yes, I see benefits in zero party data and asking questions and building out a database of information around my known or unknown customers. And so just like to understand how those two are fitting together.
There's a couple interesting aspects there. So I actually think of support as a way to collect zero-party data because they're literally telling you what their problem is or what they're looking for in a support one. But there's like, you know, more structure to have. We've worked with Gorgeous for a long time. I love their team for like helping with like help desk over Messenger, which was our original product. For a lot of like the stuff like happening now, the interesting thing that we're starting to see is a lot of brands using the data that they get from their Octane AI quiz and using that when they're having support conversations. If someone's coming to support and they've answered the quiz, you know they have a cat or a dog, they know if they're looking for something, referencing that makes a lot of sense. That's what a normal human would do. And so we're starting to see that more and more, and I'm super excited to like do some cool things with the Gorgeous team to make that like even more seamless, because I think that zero-party data can be transformative and is transformative for customer support and giving better customer support, and for, you know, making customer support a center, not just for helping your customers, but actually helping you drive more sales down the line too, by making them happier and personalizing the shopping experience with the things that you learn.
That's amazing. And that makes total sense though, because I could see a customer support person taking a phone call or even replying or doing a live chat or doing something from within the platform, and then having access to this data in there, it just adds a lot more personalization. It feels like you actually care because I've already answered all these questions and you know what my preferences are and my order history and you know all the different things about me. It's just nice for that to be revealed in there. And overall, it just creates a better community, better experience overall.
The more integrated everything of all of your tools are, the better. And that's one big thing that we've been focused on, which is like integrating with the tools that all of our customers use. We came out with a huge integration last year with Recharge, and you know that was our number one most requested integration at the time. And we came out with an integration where you could put subscriptions right within quiz results, and you could offer different kinds of offers within the quiz results and offer different kinds of subscriptions. And that's been a super popular feature. And we're working on some other ones where like we get a ton of requests for different ones. And we're building those out. And we would love to be integrated with basically everyone in the Shopify ecosystem. Because in the end, like I said, we've built one of the most unique data sets for thousands of e-commerce and Shopify brands. We want to help them leverage it.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I want to pivot to a story right now. I feel we all love stories, number one, but I just, you know, this show has got a lot of founders or a lot of entrepreneurs or a lot of marketing teams that are listening to the show each week. And I believe a story can really educate, almost inspire people to say, hey, yeah, that's like me. I'm in that kind of industry, or I can see myself using this tool. And so hopefully I don't put you on the spot here, but it'd be great if you could just kind of maybe talk about a customer. They obviously had a challenge. They found out about Octane, they implemented it, and then what kind of happened on the other side as far as the success of using the tool?
I'm debating which one to go in. Because there's like a couple like that I think I want to go and talk about. And we've already talked a little bit about Hunter and Gatherer. I really think that that's like a case study that everyone should go and read, because they really wanted to increase the revenue they had from their owned marketing channels, from their email and SMS, and decrease their reliance on ads. And I want to talk about it because it's the first one that comes to mind. And they really were able to go and do that because they shifted away from focusing on ads and more focusing on community and retention and learning about their customers who were coming through. So instead of having to do retargeting ads to bring people back over and over again, which costs lots of money, especially now, they would capture them the first time with a quiz because they could get an email address, 30, 40% of the time that someone went through a quiz versus the 2-5% you get from a pop-up. And they would use that to build a relationship with the customer and build that welcome sequence. And we already talked about those numbers. Increasing your revenue from flows by 258% is no joke at all. So that's one example that immediately comes to mind. I actually had our amazing account management present to us recently. Biogo Botanicals, launch a conversational pop-up. For those who don't know, a conversational pop-up is one of our newer products. It's like a quiz within a pop-up. So instead of a pop-up that just begs for your email address in return for a discount, which doesn't add a lot of value to the end customer.
No, true.
Instead, it asks a question what are you looking for? Is a most common question we have. And then, it helps people figure it out. So for Archipelago, they're am I looking for a candle or am I looking for diffusers or am I looking for Bath and Body? And that can have a big impact on their shopping experience. Then it asks for an email address and then it recommends products afterwards. And what we found was when they launched their conversational pop-up, the revenue they were generating in Octane AI more than tripled. Their revenue lift went from 17% using Octane AI to 36%. A huge increase in revenue as a result of just adding a pop-up that was better for the customer, conversational, and they were collecting zero-party data points they were not collecting before. So that's an example. They had a problem of really just understanding what their customers were exactly looking for and trying to capture more email addresses, and they were able to make a major impact for their business with something that, honestly, conversational pop-up does not take more than 5-10 minutes to set up properly. I'm biased, but every single e-commerce brand should be setting up and launching a conversational pop-up because it's just night and day the difference.
Right. That's cool. Thank you for that. I'll make sure I put that link to a couple of these case studies. I know we talked about Barrowbee, we talked about Hunter and Gatherer, even kind of nudged a bit about Doe Lashes and stuff. There's a lot of them actually on the octaneai.com website. So I'll just link to a lot of those kind of in the show notes for those that want to explore it further. So it's pretty cool. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, I always like talking about our customers. They're doing super interesting things and making beautiful experiences in the process.
I was just following along as we were chatting about with Barrabee. It's Bear, BEARABY.com. I'm actually on the .ca right now, but it's so interesting how it goes along with the journey. It's just so fluid. It's so on brand. And I arrived at the tree napper. Apparently I need the tree napper. So there it is. It looks great. The price is right. It looks cool. So it obviously works. And they've captured my email address and they asked all the right questions about the type of sleep that I am and my weight and what typically happens. And you ask all these necessary questions and then they led me to the right product. So it's pretty cool. So let's talk about the future for the product. Obviously, it's been a couple of years since we've last kind of chatted. Like I said, started off with the Messenger kind of product, kind of doing its thing. Obviously, the zero-party data now with the shop quizzes is really starting to iterate and seeing its power. It's obviously it's proof, asking the right questions like retail and finding the right product for the customer and then having some post-retention strategies around this data, not to mention the customer support side and that connection. So it's pretty cool. But is there anything you can share publicly about? I know you have a Discord community and a few things going on, but it'd be nice to get warm and fuzzy about where do you think the platform is going to iterate over the next year or so throughout 22? Is there anything that you're really excited about?
First of all, interestingly enough, we actually publish a piece of our roadmap over on our Discord, which is a trend that we started seeing recently. So there's a little bit of our roadmap. If you go to our Discord, there's actually a piece of the roadmap over there, so you can go and see. One is there are just some certain things that our customers really want that will help make their surveys or shopping experiences more customizable and look even more like their brand. And we've been building those things. Second one is there's clearly certain integrations that a lot of stores have really wanted that we are also building. But I think the bigger one, and we think about the bigger, longer term, and I have talked, kind of hinted at it before, is one, how else can you leverage this data to personalize? Not just through email and SMS, but, probably also in the most important part of the journey, the website itself. And so there's some certain interesting things that we're talking through and looking at for making for a more personalized experience. Because again, if your customer has a cat or a dog, you have an allergy or not, those are things that really matter when it comes to the products you recommend. The other one too is there's a super interesting insights we can give based on, like, you know, the way that customers answer questions and behave that we want to bring out. And this is the AI and Octane AI. And I can't get too specific quite yet on that, but I think because we built one of the largest data sets in Shopify and helped thousands of stores, there's some super interesting insights that we can and will give to our customers about them and help them even predict what their customers are going to do with this data, you know, get from reactive to proactive. And that's something that I'm really excited by too. And also just one last one, just making the platform even easier to use, making it much faster to set up a quiz, to set up an experience. You know, if you're like trying it out and you get frustrated by something, you tell us, you DM me on @BenPar. We'll go and fix that. That's the like mode we're at. It's not rocket science. We're just like trying to remain and continue to be the best zero-party data quiz platform in Shopify.
This is lovely. Thank you for sharing that. And I'll, once again, in the show notes to the Discord, you can kind of see that public roadmap. And then it's nice to see where things are headed from the personalization side, because I would agree that if you've got this data and you know that I'm a dog person, then there's got to be some personalization on the website on my subsequent visit on the logged in experience. And so I think that's interesting. A lot of things you can probably reveal, just purchase history, answers to the quiz that's all logged in there, but available dynamically. It's so interesting. That's kind of where things are headed. So let's talk about how people can learn more about the solution. Like, where do you want to send today's traffic to learn more and potentially get a trial and kind of get things rolling here?
I mean, octaneai.com, octaneai.com, as always. We're on the App Store. You can go and like actually go to octaneai.com and we have a quiz right there where you can learn like what plan's right for you and learn like get some suggestions on what your quiz should be asked and what it should look like. And then, you know, we come out with content all the time on zero party data. We have a detailed playbook, octaneai.com/playbook on zero party data. We come out with guides on the blog, like we have a detailed cheat sheet on how to like customize your Klaviyo flows if you're a Klaviyo customer on the Octane AI blog. We even just launched for those brands that are like, I need a little bit of help. Like there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, we actually launched a Klaviyo services program in partnership with a bunch of our top agency partners who become experts at building these email flows using our data and connecting Octane AI to email platforms, and that's octaneai.com/services/Klaviyo. We have a bunch of them, and obviously if you're an agency, feel free to send me a DM @BenPar. And if you're a store, feel free to send me a DM @BenPar, BenParr on Twitter. I may regret that. My DMs might explode, but I'm ready for it. So I'm here to hear your feedback.
Yeah. No, that's fabulous. Thank you so much for being like open and transparent just to help. Because I think that means a lot to those that are listening today, because they really do. Sometimes it needs to be a little bit of hand holding, kind of put them over the edge a bit to say, hey, which is kind of a good pivot over to offering, I guess, a trial and some kind of an offer. And we kind of chit chat in the green room. But can you share some of the deals or the deal, I guess, we have available today for those listening?
Yeah, we've always had a special deal for those who are listening to e-commerce Fastlane. And so like, you know, 20% off your first 3 months for anyone who's brand new to the platform. And, you know, we offer like a trial time to go and get set up as well. But just come on over and go and just like this is one piece of advice I've been giving to every e-commerce brand. It's like, look, like some of it can seem daunting. Some of it can seem like, when should I go and start it? The answer is you should start today. Even if it's the most simple version, like a 3-question quiz, the more data you're collecting right now, the better off you're going to be in a year when third-party cookies go away. The brands that are collecting data sooner are going to be in a better position. So just start collecting the data. Don't even worry about like, I have to have the most perfect thing out in V1. Just get something out and then improve upon and build on top of it. And so like, we'll help you go and get that started. You know, you're a small brand, there's like all sorts of resources. We have an amazing support team. You're a huge brand, we have account management, we have amazing partners that can help you get started. You know, they have agencies that know exactly start to finish how to implement these things. This is the time. Get ahead of the end of third-party cookies.
You can't see it because we're doing audio today, but on my wall, I have a big poster on my wall or a piece of art and says progress over perfection. And I think that's what happens a lot with founders and marketers. That sometimes they just, you know, it shouldn't be daunting. And I think we just need to have progress. And you're right. Get a V1 of a quiz up and start getting this data. It's the same thing that I said maybe a year ago about push notifications or getting SMS opt-ins. Even though you may not do a push yet, browser push, or you might not do an SMS campaign yet, can you get the damn opt-ins now just so that you have them and so you are ready? And I think the exact same thing is happening with Octane right now in brands. It's like, use the tool, get a V1 up there. You know what questions need to be asked. I'll make sure in the show notes, I'll have links to a whole, even brands that I manage. I'll have some links to others. And so you can actually be inspired by other people's quizzes and going, hey, I can do that. I can just modify it to my look and feel and my questions. And then Octane can manage it all. And now you have the zero party data you need for long-term. And then through education, you're able to kind of use that data for marketing purposes. And that's why I'm so happy that you play so nicely in, you know, the Shopify partner community, because there's a certain pieces of technology that a lot of brands have right now, and they're not giving them up because they love them. But you can add on Octane AI and they just play nicely together and actually enhances the overall customer experience and segmentation and just revenue and LTV, like all the good KPIs. I know Octane can help. So that's fantastic.
It's additive, I feel like. It's a multiplier, actually.
Yeah, it's like, a multiplier.
Look, if you're spending a bunch of money, which every e-commerce brand is, on email and SMS, wouldn't it be great if you got 10, 20, or 258% more revenue out of your email and SMS? Answer is yes. That's what zero party data does. That's what having a shop quiz does. That's what Octane AI does.
Lovely, lovely. Well, Ben, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it. I joke almost every episode that I record. I know it's been a while since I've had you on, but I've scrambled like copious amounts of notes. Like I just have this life of learning mantra. Like it's hilarious. Not just edit notes. This is like things I've learned that I'm going to bring back to my book of business and saying, hey, take a look at this. You don't have a quiz yet. Let's talk about zero party data. As much as it sounds like maybe the conversation is starting to grow, we know that cookieless future is coming. We know iOS 14 and 15 updates. We know what the tug of war happening right now with Apple and Google. And it's so interesting. And then Facebook, you know, CPMs and ROAS is going up. You got to get the zero party data. So that's the learnings that I take out of the show today. And I just want to thank you for coming on the show. Thanks for just being honest and transparent about just sharing your knowledge and your vision, and wish you tremendous success continuing this platform and just helping these brands to grow and scale.
No, thank you as always for having me. It's always a pleasure. And I look forward to a year, year and a half, 2 years from now, the next time I come on, or maybe it's a couple months from now, who knows, talking about what's happening in the world of Shopify, what's happening with cookies, and also just the result, like what amazing brands are doing and how they're thriving in because of the changes, not just trying to adapt, but thriving.
I love it, love it, love it. Great way to end the show. Well, thanks, Ben, and have yourself a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Today's episode was made possible by Mesa, the easiest way to integrate any Shopify app with your online store. Now, Mesa allows you to create workflows that automatically carry out repetitive tasks and free up valuable time to focus on growing and scaling your business operations. You can set up email notifications, schedule tasks, delay workflows, all with the simplicity of Mesa's built-in features. Now, Mesa has a free and growing library of templates that will get you set up quickly with the most popular tasks for any growing business on Shopify. Now, you can try Mesa today for free, absolutely no cost. They have a 14-day free trial. So go check them out at getmesa.com. That's GETMESA.com. And their team of experts will support you on your journey of Shopify automation and improving efficiencies. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.